meant that there was a character and quality to manual labor that had a significance and a kind of spiritual significance for the Christian people. And this Christian view of work, following the examples of Jesus and St. Paul, was preserved later in Christian history in the monasteries. And we think of that marvelous motto of St. Benedict, given for his monks, ora et labora, that is, pray and work, that there is a marvelous connection between the prayer that we offer from our hearts, from our minds, from our lips, and the work that we do with our hands. And in a sense, the manual labor can also be a spiritual exercise. For as the Christians began to meditate upon the character of work, they went back to the book of Genesis, in which God himself worked, in a sense, in creating the world and all that we know within it, but also in God's command to Adam and Eve to make the earth fruitful, to cultivate it, to participate in that creative labor of God himself. And throughout the Old and New Testaments, there are marvelous images that are used to explain the kingdom of God, the reign of God. There's the image of the shepherd in the sheepfold. There's the image of the vineyard, the cultivation that takes place, how, in fact, God is working through his word and through his law to cultivate our souls and minds as we cultivate the earth about us. And the sheepfold in the vineyard, in the garden, were given to us not only to work, but to allow our lives to flourish. The work that we do, according to Christian thinking, is done for several purposes. The first of these, obviously, is to support human life, to allow it to flourish, to allow the human family to organize itself, to welcome new members in it, and to give that kind of support that we might grow and mature within this world. But the work we do is also co-creative. It is a participation in the very creative act of God himself, of shaping, of cultivating, of bringing things to life and to grow. And it is a kind of striking detail in our image that we possess, the image of God himself within our human life.
Jesus said, "Truly I say to you, ask and you will receive, seek and you will find, knock and it will be opened to you." Heavenly Father, bless St. Gabriel Catholic Radio AM 820 and send your Holy Spirit to guide and protect us during our Spirit Drive fundraiser this week. Bless the priests, volunteers, and lay leaders who will be giving of themselves in support of radio evangelization. May the listener support of AM 820 be enthusiastic. Father, send forth your Holy Spirit.
WVSG Columbus, Ohio. Statewide, this is the home for listener-supported St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Welcome, listeners. It is the 4 o'clock hour, and my name is Matt Palmer. I'm a member of St. Catherine Parish, one of the great parishes here in the Columbus Diocese. But we are broadcasting from the St. Gabriel Radio Studio all across the beautiful state of Ohio, and it is our fall spirit drive, and it is such an exciting time to be a part of Catholic Radio and to be here in this studio in this hour. Father Bill Faustner is with us. Father Bill, thanks for coming in for this hour.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Would you start us off maybe with a prayer to just get us launched as we begin this hour of our fundraising?
Be happy to. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We are most grateful for all the blessings you have showered upon us. We ask you to continue to bless the work that here we do at St. Gabriel in promoting your Son's gospel message, that it may be words of truth and words bringing us to eternal life. Bless all the staff and the donors. Please have them be generous to a worthy cause in doing the work of the Lord in our vineyard. As always, Father, we make this prayer through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you, Father Bill. What a beautiful way to get us started. And it is so exciting to start a new hour. And I'm really blessed to be a part of this hour. I was here during the last hour. We had some amazing results. I'm going to challenge our listeners to even a better hour this 4 o'clock hour. Our goal is 15 gifts. And we already have four, so we're off to a great start. We would like to have four sustaining members come in during this hour, and we already have one, and we would like one leadership gift this hour, and we've already got it, but we'll, of course, take another leadership gift. Let me explain each of those real quickly, and then we'll get an update from our angel of the hour here. Sustaining gifts are really what keep this station going. They're people out there, listeners, those of you that are able to just provide a $20 a month gift. It just is on your credit card, and it's just a great way when we have hundreds of you doing that. It's a great way to just provide a financial bedrock for this beautiful ministry radio station. So sustaining members, if you will come, if we have some new ones that come online or those of you that renew, we're going to give you Father John Ricardo's DVD on the Most Holy Rosary. You'll love that, and it's our thanks to you as you thank the Lord for the gift of this station. Business members, if you own a business out there and you would like to have your business mentioned on this station frequently, up to 100 times a year, we will happy to do that for an investment of $60 a month. I can assure you, as a business owner myself and one that is a business member here on the station, it is a great value. More importantly, you're supporting the beautiful work of St. Gabriel Radio. And then for those of you that are financially blessed and can provide a $1,000 gift, we will we'll be so thankful, and we'll give you, in thanks, an El Divino Nino statue. It's a 7-inch white resin statue. It's a replica of the statue that Mother Angelica made for the piazza at the Shrine of the Most Blessed Sacrament down in Huntsville, Alabama. So please join us, listeners, at any level that the Lord is calling you to, that you can afford. But if you're listening, and if you're a regular listener, it's also your opportunity right now to invest in this membership. You're being blessed. Radio stations are expensive, and we need you to step up and join a family of Catholics and others that are supporting and sustaining this station. We're now blessed to have Dave Messina with us. Hi, Dave.
Hello.
Dave is our angel for the hour, so he'll be stopping into the studio here a couple of times during this hour to report how calls are coming in and what kind of pledges are being made and how our gifts are coming along and meeting our goals. So, Dave, tell us a little bit about yourself first and then update us on what's going on.
Okay, so I just started as a high school youth and young adult minister over at St. Brendan the Navigator Parish. I was a full-time missionary with Damascus Catholic Mission Campus and helping out with Catholic Youth Summer Camp for a year before that. And before that, I was actually a Franciscan friar. And another fun fact is that I'm actually getting married next month, October 26th.
Dave, it's wow.
There's a lot of things.
There's a lot that you've been doing and are doing, and congratulations on your upcoming wedding. That's wonderful.
Thank you so much.
And
it's good to be here.
That's wonderful that you're here. And St. Brendan's is just a growing church over on the west side of Columbus, the Hilliard area. And tell us a little bit about that parish.
Yeah, it's a great parish. Father Bob is over there, and also Father Ed. Actually, earlier today, I heard an excerpt from Father Ed's vocation story and testimony as I was listening in to hear what I'm supposed to be doing on the air today.
Well, you're doing it right now just by sharing your joy for the faith. We can just see it on your face, and those of us that are here with you. Share a little bit now, an update of how our campaign is coming this hour.
Sure. So we had Scott and Linda call in, and they made a gift in honor of Father Noble, and they're from St. John Newman.
Wonderful. Father Noble was with us the last hour, so that's great. Thank you, Scott and Linda.
And then we had Tracy, also from St. John Newman. They gave a gift in honor of Father Noble, and what they like about St. Gabriel Radio is most everything, and it helps them grow in our faith.
It sure does.
Thank you so much.
Any others?
Yes. We got William from St. Matthew's Parish in Gahanna, and they had a gift for the Spirit Drive. And Michael from Pittsburgh also called in for a gift.
That's great. We do have listeners. We are throughout the whole state of Ohio. In fact, we're about to purchase a station down in Portsmouth. So this radio signal is strong across the state of Ohio. Here's Michael in Pittsburgh, who no doubt is somehow hearing it, maybe as he travels, and he's supporting Catholic Radio. Would those of you that are in the state and receiving the blessing of St. Gabriel Radio, perhaps every day as you drive to work, would you please call us right now at 614-459-4820 or go online to stgabrielradio.com and make your pledge of support. This is our Fall Spirit Drive. This is our one opportunity where we invite all of you who are being blessed by the radio station to join us in keeping Catholic Radio alive and growing here in the state of Ohio. David, we'll get back to you, I know, in a few minutes later. Thanks for joining us, and thanks for all that you're doing.
Thank you so much.
We'll see you soon. Father Bill, quickly tell us a little bit about your ministry. You're retired now.
Correct.
And before that, where did you serve in the diocese?
Well, I was associate pastor for several parishes after ordination. And in 1991, I became pastor of Kenton, Immaculate Conception, and after that, newcomer's town, St. Francis de Sales. I had a short bout of illness. I had open heart surgery, and I got transferred into Columbus, and at that time, they needed some assistance in hospital work. So I was the man who was asked to do it. And I worked with Father Dean Mathewson, who, by the way, does an excellent job.
He is. I mean, a wonderful priest.
He's a go-getter. He really has the heart of the Lord in caring for the sick, and I commend him.
Good.
And certainly I did that for about 7.5 years. I'm retired now. I hope maybe in a month or two go back, do a little volunteer work at a local hospital. You know, what I was doing before my full-time retirement. So I kind of, well, I'm just growing into retirement phase. At first, it seemed a little strange, you know, keeping busy for so many hours of the day. But it's kind of nice just to sit, pause, and reflect and take a deep breath of, you know, I need to do this a little bit. Because, you know, I think it's important that we got to realize that we can only, as we get older, we're limited a lot in what we can do energy-wise and whatnot. So it's just kind of nice to sit and kick back for a while. And I'm just kind of pacing myself, figuring out things to do in the future. So I see it as a new beginning in my life. Some say once you hit retirement, you wait for death. Well, in some respects, that is true. I kind of try to take a more positive view by saying, you know, what are the challenges there? What can I do? And I do socializing. I do some travel. And so overall, I can't say I've been bored yet. So I'm enjoying it while it lasts.
Good for you. Well, Father Faustner, we're so grateful that you're here.
Oh, my
Thank
pleasure.
You for your vocation, all your years of faithful priestly service to so
years.
Many of us. God bless you. Thank you so much. Father Bill and I are going to take a moment right now. We're going to all listen to a clip in which Father John Ricardo, who many of us love his morning program at the 8 o'clock hour, we're going to listen right now to a clip of him as he talks about what it really means to be a follower of Jesus Christ, a Christian. We'll be back with you in just a few minutes.
To say that I am a Christian does not at all mean that I am on the rolls of a church or that I belong to a social organization or that I take part in a club, or that I advocate certain causes in the world. That's not what a Christian is. To be a Christian is to be a man or a woman of faith. And faith, the Catechism tells us, to have faith means to cling to the person of Jesus. It means to adhere to him. It means for you and I to continually have our lives be measured by him. To be men and women who are in earnest about the pursuit of growing in holiness, of growing in conformity to him, who trust that he is in fact the way, the truth, and the life, and that what he says is the truth, and that he's not interested in, as we talked about last time, God is not at all interested in somehow restricting my freedom or limiting my happiness. He's interested in leading me to happiness and helping me to find true freedom. But that doesn't come from me just determining for myself what I am and am not going to do. That's not freedom. It's lawlessness. So if we are going to say that we are Christians, then it means some things. Scripture is very clear on this. Just to look at a couple texts real quick. Romans 12. We could look at texts all day long. Actually, let's start in Matthew. Matthew 7, starting in verse 21. Jesus says, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' shall enter the kingdom of heaven." In other words, not everybody who just identifies himself as a disciple. Not everyone who just mouths the words. "But he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. On that day, many will say to me, 'Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name and cast out demons in your name and do many great works in your name?' And then I will declare to them, 'I never knew you. Depart from me, you evildoers. I never knew you.' There was no relationship. There was no friendship. There was no discipleship." I don't know about you, but I say, "Lord, Lord," all day long. This is a bit of a terrifying passage for me to continually examine my life to make sure that it's not just a bunch of words that I'm mouthing, but a heart that is in conjunction with the words that I am saying. The words are easy. Once you get to a certain point, everybody knows you're a Christian, the words are easy. It's the life that measures up to the words, which is not so easy. Later on in the New Testament, in the book of Romans, or the letter to the Romans, chapter 12, "I appeal to you, therefore, my brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice." What does a living sacrifice mean? It means to allow ourselves to be somehow consumed by God. That's a living sacrifice. To place ourselves on top of the altar, if you will, and to give everything back. Not to give an hour, to give everything back. To give my mind, my heart, my soul, my desires, my will, my intellect, my memory, my imagination, to give everything back to God who gave it all to me to begin with. That's a living sacrifice. And not out of some mere sense of obligation, but out of this great sense of joy. "Lord, you gave me everything I have. How do I not trust you? You've sent your Son for me. How do I not know that you are good? You have been merciful beyond measure. Why am I afraid?" So to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Paul continues, "Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that you may prove what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect." We're going to hear often the word repent. To repent, in its most literal sense, just means to change the way we think. Metanoia is the word in Greek. It means to think new, to no longer think with the mentality of this world, but to think with the mind of Christ. That's what we're entrusted with the task of doing, of putting on Christ's mind. In Paul's letter to the Ephesians, he writes, "Put off your old nature, which belongs to your former manner of life and is corrupt through deceitful lusts." That's not just sexual, that's all sorts of lusts, huh? "And be renewed in the spirit of your minds, and put on the new nature, created after the likeness of God in true righteousness and holiness." There's this constant admonition in Scripture, especially in Paul's letters, of taking something off the old person, the old man, the old woman, and putting something on. And this is tough. I mean, this is really tough. So let's make clear right away, when I'm talking about a situation like this, or we're looking at our own lives, when we say that we are disciples of Jesus, that is not at all to somehow stand in front of people and go, "We are the flawless ones now." That's going to be the charge leveled against a certain mayor tonight as he speaks from a church. In all seriousness, there's going to be a number of people who are going to claim this man's in hypocrisy. But I don't know that. I have no access to his mind and his heart. I have no idea whether or not he has truly repented and has converted. None of us do, okay? But people will look and go, "There's another fallen Christian." Well, that's what we all are. We're fallen Christians. It's not for me, at least in his interior, to be able to know whether or not he is truly sorrowful for what he has done. There are some things that, as a public servant, we would look for to ensure that he has, in fact, changed his ways and whatnot. But it's not for me to know what's in his heart. Only God has access to that. So in talking about what it means to be a disciple, there's a difference between those of us, which is all of us, who are sinners, who are simply frail, fragile, filled with concupiscence, which means we're inclined to be selfish and often give into it. There's a difference between that's all of us, versus somebody who is obstinate and defiant. So the person, us, me, who's in confession every 2 to 3 weeks, hopefully it's something there. I don't know how big it is, but there's something in me that's genuinely contrite, that I'm truly sorrowful for my sins. And by coming forward to acknowledge that, it's a way publicly of saying, I know that there's some work to do in me, no small amount of work to do in me.
There's work to do in all of us, listeners, and this is our opportunity to do some work that blesses St. Gabriel Radio, which is such a blessing to all of us. Good afternoon. I'm Matt Palmer, and I'm spending this 4 o'clock hour with all of you, and I'm just so blessed to be in the studios of St. Gabriel Radio, AM 820. We're in the middle of our fall spirit drive, and we're inviting all of you that are listening to come on board and be a part of the St. Gabriel listening family. We need you. We need sustaining members that will invest $20 a month in helping this radio station stay on air. We need business members that will invest $60 a month and really help us as well as get their business promoted. We need a leadership gift this hour of $1,000, and that gift is so critical. If you're a person that's been financially blessed, would you, and you're feeling that nudge by the Holy Spirit right now, would you pick up the phone or go online, 614-459-4820, or go online to stgabrielradio.com and make your gift right now. We're joined in the studio by Dave Messina. Dave is a youth minister at St. Brendan the Navigator Parish here in Columbus on the west side. Dave, thanks for being our angel this hour and reporting how all of our callers are doing and the blessings they're giving us. Give us an update.
All right. But before the update, can I tell a joke?
Oh, please tell a joke, Dave. Please.
Okay. This is adapted by me. So here it goes. One day, Jesus was on a boat with a few of his disciples. He gives a command to Peter, and Peter jumps up, scurries to put on finger cymbals, and is poised, ready to dance. Jesus looks up and exclaims, "I said cast the nets, not castanets."
Oh. Yes. Arg. Brother.
Okay, so we have a lot of thank yous to give.
Wait, I'm seeing some signs up around here. 2, 1, 3. Hey. I don't know how that went over.
Oh, dear.
We'll work on that.
All right. We'll work on it.
All right.
All right, so we want to say thank you to Louise, who gave a monthly gift in honor of Father Tim, Father Bill, George Moshholder, and all the wonderful teachers and staff at St. Timothy School. So that was an increase of a monthly gift. Thank you. Mm.
Thank you. Thank you, Father Bill. Thank you. That's great. A gift in honor of you. That's wonderful.
All right. And then we have an anonymous donor from St. Andrew's Parish. And this person became a platinum sustaining member. And they did this in honor of their sister who had passed away. And she said that what she likes most about St. Gabriel is that it made her feel so much better. She was moved by the Holy Spirit through listening to St. Gabriel Radio.
Wonderful. Thank you, Anonymous. We're so grateful.
Also, we want to say thank you to Mary Beth, who's from St. John Newman, Paris. She became a business member, so the business is Isaac Wiles Law, and this gift was in honor of Father Noble.
Very good. Father Noble is with us the last hour. That's great.
Yeah, actually, I believe that she gave a testimony last hour.
She sure did.
Yeah, and she said that she loves starting her day off with St. Gabriel Radio. She loves the morning lineup, and she loves a continuity between Masses. And finally, we have, we want to thank Kevin and Anita, and they provided a leadership gift, and they just wanted to challenge the families from St. Agatha Parish and Bishop Watterson to support St. Gabriel Radio in giving.
That's wonderful. That's a great challenge.
Thank you.
The gauntlet has been placed. Dave, thanks for reporting, and we'll see you back in just a few minutes. Listeners, thank you for these gifts. We continue to want others of you to step up and join these donors in supporting St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. Call us right now at 614-459-4820 or go online to stgabrielradio.com. Make a gift. Perhaps you want to make a gift in honor of a loved one. Maybe it's a parent that really blessed you and taught you the faith, or maybe it's your current pastor or a former pastor. gesture that meant a lot to you. Maybe there's an intention that you would like to make this gift towards, building up your marriage or ongoing conversion or growing in the faith or growing in holiness or hope for the world and a blessing, a special blessing for our church in this challenging time. Whatever your intention is or whatever that loved one is that you want to remember and honor, what a beautiful way to do it right now in honor of that person or for that intention. Call us and make a gift, 614-459-4820, or go online to stgabrielradio.com and make your gift. Father Bill, we were listening to John Ricardo, Father John Ricardo, earlier.
Yes.
And he was talking about, you know, what it means to be a Christian. And he was saying, you know, it's not just calling ourselves, it's following, clinging to Jesus and living that life that he asked us to live. Talk a little bit about what it means to truly be a Christian, a follower of Jesus Christ.
When I was growing up back in the 50s, I would say my overall perception was that a lot of people who went to church on Sunday, they put their church clothes away along with their faith in Jesus in some respects, in the sense that, well, I did my Sunday thing, I'm good till next week, and many times act on Monday like as if you were never there. I like, you know, Christ. Symbolism when he said that, you know, St. Paul says to put on Christ.
Put on Christ.
You know, it's like putting your garments on in the morning. And I like that Father Ricardo's explanation of living sacrifice. Kind of reminded me of the thoughts that I do each day. As soon as I get up, I make the sign of the cross. And as time goes on, I will, you know, begin, you know, the morning offering. And, you know, to put my whole day in the hands of Christ. And to me, I think that's part of being a living sacrifice, to offer everything that you do for the day to God, to ask him to bless it and make it holy.
You know, it's so true. And Father Ricardo talked a little bit about that we need to be transformed, that we need to experience
Correct.
Ongoing conversion, and that many people in the day of judgment will say, Lord, Lord, I prophesied and I did things in your name, and he'll say, I never knew you. I had no relationship with you. You didn't seek me. And boy, what a challenging statement that we really need to cling to Christ. And it's through the Catholic Church. It's through our sacraments where we encounter Jesus and come to know him in a more deep way. It's how we walk each day that is so important as Christians, as believers.
I think very much is being conscious of the presence of God in our lives throughout the day. You know, even though you may get busy with other activities, you know, if you're a person who has put on Christ, and each day you renew that putting on Christ day in the morning offering, in your morning prayer, you're asking God to make himself present to you throughout the day. Even though you're busy with other things, God eventually will break through that and make himself once more known to you.
Isn't that great? And what an understanding to put on Christ, as Father Bill quoted from St. Paul. Well, we're joined in the studio right now by another parishioner locally here who wants to just share a little bit about what St. Gabriel Radio has meant to him. Michael Wetrich is here. Michael, you're a St. John Newman parishioner. Welcome to the studio.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
How are you doing today?
Very well, thanks. A little warm.
Yes, it is a little warm. You're right. Tell us a little bit about yourself first, Michael, your family and what you do, and then we'll talk in just a minute about the station.
Great. Well, I'm married to my wife for over 28 years. We have two sons, Alex and Andrew. We're happy parishioners of St. John Newman. I am the president and CEO of Education First Credit Union. We're a proud sponsor and supporter of AM 820 high school football on Friday nights. Nothing says back to school like high school football.
It sure does. Well, thank you so much for being so active and being a part of our Catholic community, St. John Newman. We just had Father Paul Noble here the previous hour, and boy, your parish is on fire up there. So many wonderful things happening.
It is. It's really growing like a weed. When Father Sizemore was there when we first moved to the area, we were just astounded by the parking lot was always not large enough. And as I was sharing with Colleen, that you're not really allowed to park in the parking lot unless you have an AM 820 bumper sticker. So,
Isn't that awesome? So listeners out there, we've got 820 AM bumper stickers here, and a lot of the parishes carry them. So be a member, be a sustaining member by calling us at 614-459-4820. And just as Michael has done, step up and become part of the family of members, sustaining members that give $20 a month or more. And for that, we will give you Father John Ricardo's Most Holy Rosary DVD. It's a beautiful thank you gift from us. Those of you that can be business members, like what Mike is sharing, I happen to be a business member, $60 a month, we'll give you the Most Holy Rosary also. And then finally, if there's somebody listening right now that has been financially blessed and is able to give us a leadership gift of $1,000 or more, we're going to give you not only the Father John Ricardo's Most Holy Rosary DVD, we're also going to give you the El Divino Niño statue, which is this beautiful statue that Mother Angelica had made for the piazza at the shrine of our Most Blessed Sacrament in Huntsville, Alabama. So call us now or go online to stgabrielradio.com. Michael, tell us a little bit about what St. Gabriel Radio it means to you and to your family. How have you been blessed by it?
Well, with so many options on the radio now, I think it's important when we listen to AM 820, I do in the morning. Morning Glory is a great program. It's consistent. I don't have to worry about someone else's opinion entering into it. So from that perspective, it's great. We get to listen to high school football. We also get to listen to Ohio Dominican football, which we're a proud partner with for financial literacy programs.
That's wonderful. Yeah, I think that St. Gabriel Radio, as Father Bill was saying earlier, we were talking about just throughout the day, whenever you tune in, there's just an opportunity to be blessed. There's an opportunity to be encouraged in the faith. Father John Ricardo, in the audio clip we were just listening to, Mike, was talking about what does it mean to really be a Christian. And Father Bill was saying we have to put on Christ each day. St. Gabriel Radio helps us to do that, right, Mike?
Oh, I definitely agree. This afternoon's call to communion, gentleman was saying that every sin's an intentional sin, and we all need to be reminded of that.
Yeah. To be clothed in Christ, as Father Bill was saying, is to make that morning offering in the day to kind of, as first thing that we, as we wake up, we give ourselves to Christ. We receive him into our life. If we're able to go to Mass and receive him actually body, blood, soul, and divinity, how beautiful that is. But so, Mike, your family, how about the boys? Are they listeners?
They listen to something. No, I'm not sure they listen to it unless I'm in the car controlling the radio. So my oldest son was confirmed at St. John Newman, and our youngest son is right now in the PSR program there.
Wonderful.
So they do like to sing along.
That's good. I know when I taught a CCD PSR 8th grade class for many years at St. Catherine, sometimes I got so many great ideas from St. Gabriel Radio, topics that through the week I would listen to, and just good catechesis that I was getting, and it just made me a more effective teacher. So listeners out there, like Mike, we need some of you be like Mike, right? We need some of you to be like Mike and to become sustaining members or business members, or perhaps there's somebody out there that can make a leadership gift. It's time right now in the 4 o'clock hour here to you to make your call. If you've not been a part of our Fall Spirit Drive yet, we invite you to call 614-459-4820. Go online to stgabrielradio.com and make your gift now. We're going to take a commercial break. Mike, thanks so much for being with us. God bless you, and we are so grateful that you're a sustaining member, a business member, and we just wish you God's choicest blessings. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Take care. We'll be back, listeners.
This is Al Cresta from Cresta in the Afternoon. Catholic Radio provides many services and functions. It, first of all, edifies. It builds up the saints. It educates and exhorts. It keeps us doing good works. It encourages us when we need consolation. It engages the culture around us. And it also evangelizes the unbaptized and does the new evangelization for the baptized. This is your home, and we're always here for you. Thanks to our friends at EWTN, our programming is provided free of charge, but this station has other expenses that must be paid to keep the doors open and the lights on. Support of your local Catholic radio station helps shows like Cresta in the Afternoon stay on the air and be available in your area. So no matter the amount, your gift works to make a difference for you, for others, and for the future of our Catholic radio family. Prayerfully consider making a gift right now, and we'll talk to you soon.
Rockside Winery and Vineyards, a little slice of wine country in Central Ohio's backyard. locally grown and crafted wines. Online at rocksidewinery.com. That's rocksidewinery.com.
Want online access to Catholic products for you and your parish, including apparel, greeting cards for special occasions, and seasonal banners? Diocesan.com/shop provides easy access for you and your parish needs. Diocesan.com/shop is a proud sponsor of St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Buying a new carpet or flooring is a pretty big deal, so you better go to the big dealer, Evans Carpet Junkyard. Evans is big on selections of top-grade carpet, remnants, and flooring. With a spacious 20,000-square-foot facility, you can browse through their large in-stock inventory and find exactly what you want. Evans is big on service, with custom ordering, binding, delivery, and installation. And Evans is big on savings. Visit Evans at 665 North Hague Avenue off of 70 West and see for yourself. Evans Carpet Junkyard, quality carpet at junkyard prices.
Is your local business or franchise trapped in the digital equivalent of purgatory? Meet the digital marketing experts at RevLocal. We'll help you maximize your online presence with a personalized approach. By connecting your business with powerful technology and a dedicated strategist, RevLocal delivers seamless digital marketing for businesses that want to be validated by existing customers and discovered by new ones. Learn more at RevLocal.com.
Brian and Mary Dengler, attorneys at law and proud business underwriting sponsors of AM 820.
I hope your soul is rejoicing right now. I know ours is here in the St. Gabriel Radio Studio. My name's Matt Palmer, and it's just great to be with you in this 4 o'clock hour of our Fall Spirit Drive. We're joined here in the studio by Father Bill Faustner. Father Bill, thanks again for being a part of this.
My pleasure. Always enjoy it.
Wonderful to have you. And we have Dave Messina in the studio. Dave is our angel for the hour, keeping all of us updated on donors and people that are calling in and being a part of our Fall Spirit Drive. Give us an update here as we begin this second half hour here.
Sure. And I also just wanted to remind everyone that we have only until 5 p.m. For the matching dollar for dollar challenge. So that means if you donate $100, then it'll be matched $100. But that's only until 5 p.m.
Brothers and sisters out there, are you hearing that? You've got a chance to have your gift doubled. So pick up that phone and call us right now, 614-459-4820, or go online to stgabrielradio.com. David, what has been happening?
Okay, so yeah, we want to say thank you so much to Kathleen all the way from Findlay, Ohio for her gift. We also want to say thank you so much to Philip and Nancy from Lancaster. Thank you for your gift. And Thomas and Amy from St. John Newman in Sunbury, thank you so much for your generous gift.
Isn't it great? Thank all of you that have been giving, and we're just so blessed to have people calling in and supporting. Our goal this hour, the 4 o'clock hour, is a total of 15 gifts. We're now at 13 total gifts, so we're getting close. We've got 20 minutes, but boy, wouldn't it be great to kind of just blow right through that 15 goal? That will only happen if those of you hearing my voice pick up the phone or go online and help us. And we're also looking, as part of those 15 gifts, we'd love for 4 sustaining members to come on board. We've got 4 so far, but again, what if we could put 6 on the board this hour, or 8? Let's go. $20 a month. There's people out there that can do that. If you've never picked up the phone and called St. Gabriel Radio, and yet you're blessed by the programs and you're a regular listener, it's your time to help us kind of pay the freight. And you're being blessed. Let's be a blessing back to the radio station and to the Lord as he does the work of sharing his love with the world, a world that needs it, through St. Gabriel Radio. We do have a leadership gift this hour. Somebody has stepped up and made a $1,000 gift. And to that person, if you're still on the air and listening, we're just so thankful for that gift. So, David, one more thing. We'd like to hear one other great thing that's going on at St. Brendan's. I hear there's just maybe a campaign that's going to be underway at some point soon.
Yeah.
Tell us about that.
Okay, actually, yeah. On September 25th, we're going to be launching our one campaign. It's a building campaign. So they're going to be renovating and making new spaces in the school, in the cafeteria. They're also going to be building a beautiful adoration chapel that's going to be just a place of renewal and refreshment for souls. So I'm really excited about that. It's kicking off real soon.
I bet you are. Well, St. Brendan parishioners, support David right now. He's been a great angel this hour. And if those of you at St. Brendan's are out there right now, I'd like to invite you and parishioners at other parishes across the state to join us in supporting this amazing apostolate, St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. Call us 614-459-4820 or go online to stgabrielradio.com and make your gift now. We need you. David, we'll see you just in a few minutes when you come back. Thanks again for being a part of this hour with us.
Thank you so much.
We're now going to listen to another audio clip. Father Mike Schmitz is a well-known priest throughout the country who speaks at youth retreats and other types of gatherings. He's a powerful evangelist for the faith. We're going to listen to an audio clip from him, and then Father Bill and I will be back after that to talk a little bit about Father Schmitz's comments. So we'll be right back with you, listeners.
Christian Smith, you know, he's a sociologist out of Notre Dame, and he had done some he had revealed a bunch of just the kind of the devastating news. He wrote a book called Soul Searching years ago. That was the faith and spiritual lives of American adolescents. In that research that he did, at the time he was at University of North Carolina, I think, maybe Chapel Hill. And, in that research, they found so much bad news about Catholics that when they published the book, they had to have a whole chapter for the bad news about Catholics. And then he went on to write another book called Lost in Transition about the moral lives of American young adults. And he just recently came out with an article I read that he was contributed to, where he said that this I don't remember the exact percentage of young people, but people are even choosing, like, say 40%. It was higher than that. I don't want to exaggerate. Of young people were choosing to be atheists by the age of 10 to 13.
Yeah.
And that sense of it was like this really how would I say it? Demoralizing and discouraging article. But in the article, they also asked, well, what's the solution? Like when there are bright spots, when young people keep the faith into their adulthood and live it out, what are the commonalities? And they named three of them. And one of the things you just mentioned just reminds me of this. And so this is directly related to what we're talking about today. Those three bright spots were, if they had these three things, they were vastly more likely to be practicing Catholics as adults. One was they had an adult other than their parent who took an active interest in them.
Okay.
So who was like a good faith role model, right? So youth minister, an older discipleship leader, catechist, a priest, a religious sister, like someone other than their parents who took an active part in their lives and their faith life. Number two was they attended a Bible study or some other kind of youth group event once a week. So there was something they could go to on a weekly basis, and they actually went, so that'd be catechism class, youth group, et cetera. And the third thing was they had some kind of encounter with the transcendent God. They had some kind of experience of God is real. And so in that kind of thing, here you have the camp that, just north of you, we have these Steubenville conferences. We have the camp that we're putting on this upcoming week. One of the things that consistently comes back, the thing that high schoolers or junior high kids are saying was the best part of the retreat, of the conference, or of the camp was, oh man, Eucharistic adoration. We have so much energy into here's we're playing this game or doing this thing and this talk and this music. And they're like, yeah, but the number one thing was adoration. Jesus was right in front of me in the Eucharist and that's it. And I'm thinking, okay, so we're doing something right. And these camps, like you're describing, are doing something right. Because why? Because there's this, consistent thing. There's people other than their adults or their parents who are taking active interest in them. And then you're bringing them face to face with our Lord in a place, like you said, where they're not necessarily distracted by just, it's a Wednesday night or it's a Thursday night in our parish. It's no, you're moved far enough away that maybe there's some quiet where God can really speak to you and they can encounter Jesus in a totally new way.
Maybe God's speaking to you right now, listeners, and you can encounter him and respond in a very beautiful way. It's now about quarter till five. We're in the middle of our fall spirit drive, listeners. You're listening to St. Gabriel Radio. My name is Matt Palmer. I'm a St. Catherine parishioner. I'm your host for the hour, and I'm joined by Father Bill Faustner. Thanks, Father Bill, for being a part of this hour.
My pleasure.
Father Schmitz has just been talking in this audio clip a little bit about why young people turn away from the church and how important it is that three things happen in a young person's life to really maintain their faith into adulthood, that they have some kind of adult in their life that is living the faith other than their parent, that they attend a Bible study or a youth group meeting on a weekly basis, and that they somehow have an encounter with the living God, perhaps in adoration or at Catholic Youth Summer Camp here in Ohio. How would you would agree with that, that we need, whether we're young people or older, we need a discipline and a lifestyle of encountering Jesus regularly if we're going to grow strong in our faith?
Oh, I agree totally. I look back on my life. I did not go to Catholic school until high school, but I went to what back then they call a catechism class. Today we say PSR, and I had a lot of good priests and a lot of the good sisters of mercy who kind of mentored me, and it meant a lot to see that. I think in some ways that may have contributed to my own personal priestly vocation. I think the other thing is, which is growing in popularity here in our diocese, is the Damascus summer camp up around Centerburg. We have a wonderful youth director at St. Timothy, Dan McAllister, and he he came, I think, about 2 years now, and he came in and completely revised the whole youth program. And he really put his heart and soul in it. And they get a nice turnout of young people. He worked up there during the summer at the Damascus program. And a lot of our St. Timothy students, you know, young people, both in grade school and in high school, went to it. And there were, all the remarks were favorable. And they especially loved the Eucharistic adoration, I think, down by the lake. And certainly there is a place. When you hear all these good comments of it, you know there's something there. I can say I think they feel as though they know God is there. And they've been blessed by different donations of some land, and I think they want to add on to the building. So I think that will be it's a good tribute to a lot of the young people in our church today. And hopefully they will be the ones who will carry on the faith, that they will be knowledgeable of the faith, that they can give faithful witness to the faith, both in what they say and certainly in what they do.
Well, it's a wonderful reminder that, as Father John Ricardo said earlier in an earlier clip, we live out this Christian faith. We put on Christ. And when you think of, you mentioned Damascus and Catholic Youth Summer Camp, and out listening right now are many parents and maybe even some young people who have been so blessed by their experience with Catholic Youth Summer Camp and Damascus. And I'd like to really invite, I know David also, our angel this hour, who has been a part of the Damascus team. We're all going to invite you out there that if you've been blessed by Damascus or Catholic Youth Summer Camp, perhaps one of your children or more than one has attended, perhaps you've had a chance to experience Damascus in some other way. Damascus hosts other types of retreats for adults. So if you've been blessed by Damascus, Catholic Youth Summer Camp, St. Gabriel Radio is a close partner of that ministry, and St. Gabriel Radio helps all of us understand the beauty of that ministry and, again, forms all of us so that we, in turn, can send our kids there and have them experience Christ and encounter Christ, the living Christ, whether it's Eucharistic adoration there on the beach, whether it's the sacraments, both Eucharist and confession. But those are special opportunities. Father Schmitz is right in his audio clip. We need to help our young people encounter Christ. And one way that we all encounter Christ is each day as we listen to St. Gabriel Radio and hear Christ's word proclaimed. So call us right now, listeners, at 614-459-4820
or go online to stgabrielradio.com and make your gift now. We need sustaining members at $20 a month. We need business members at $60 a month. We could use another leadership gift of $1,000 or more. Right now, we are up to 16 total gifts in this hour. We've got 10 minutes. We've pushed through our goal of 15, but let's add a few more gifts. We have 5 sustaining memberships that have been made in this hour. We have 1 leadership gift. We're so thankful to all of you. Dave, you're back here joining us in the studio room to share a little bit about these gifts. So welcome back and give us an update.
Sure. But before the update, can I try to redeem myself with another joke?
Let's hear it. You need to redeem yourself.
You better redeem yourself.
I like that first one. All right, here we go. So after the transfiguration, Peter, James, and John were sitting with Jesus, and Peter asked Jesus, "So, were you serious about us never watching TV again?" Jesus let out a great sigh and replied, "I said, tell the vision to no one, not television to no man."
Father Bill, I don't know. What do you think?
He better stick to his day job.
All right. Well, we got a bunch of thank yous to give out. So thank you so much to Kelly, who became a bronze sustaining member. She said that she every time she turns on St. Gabriel, she's touched, and she loves Father Larry and Father Ricardo. So thank you so much, Kelly.
Thank you, Kelly.
Also, we want to say thank you to Susanna from Powell, Ohio, for her gift. Thank you so much, Susanna.
There you go. Thanks, Susanna. Any other gifts here, David?
We do. We got 2 more.
All right.
All right. We got thank you so much to Richard and Amelie from Our Lady of Victory in Columbus for your gift.
There you
go. God bless you.
Thank you.
And woo-hoo! All right. And thank you so much to Hugh from Columbus for your gift. Thank you, Hugh.
All of you that whose names have just been mentioned and all the others that have made gifts throughout this fall spirit drive, thank you so much. We have some amazing volunteers, by the way, in the building right now. So I just want to give a shout out to all of you guys that are just here receiving calls on the phone and just helping us so much. Thank you so much. If you have got an opportunity, listeners, call in. We've got a house full of people. We want to take your pledge. We want to take your gift. And it's just such a beautiful time in the life of our church to really support Catholic Radio that shares the beauty and the truth of our church and our Lord Jesus Christ. So call right now at 614-459-4820 or go online to stgabrielradio.com and make your gift now. Sustaining members, $20 a month. Business members, $60 a month, and we'll actually have 100 times that your company will be mentioned throughout the year. Leadership gifts, $1,000 or more. We have 5 more minutes when all the gifts that you make in the next 5 minutes will be matched dollar for dollar. Father Bill, talk a little bit more about what this radio station maybe has meant to you in different situations where you've been in ministry. How have you seen it as a blessing to others?
When I'm driving around the area, I do turn into, you know, St. Gabriel, and, you know, now and then there's something there that kind of strikes your fancy, so to speak. Last times if I have early Mass at St. Timothy and I drive home after breakfast somewhere, I'll turn on 820 and the Mass is on. And even though I celebrate Mass early, I enjoy listening to it. It kind of puts things in perspective in a sense that it's Sunday, a day of rest, a day we praise the Lord, and we should take every opportunity on that. And so that is what I have received from St. Gabriel and many other things that it presents in production. So I think it's just worthwhile to keep on going, serving the Lord in this manner. And whatever we do in His name, He will bless and make holy.
Amen. Thank you so much, Father Bill. Listeners, this is your chance in these final 5 minutes to have your gift matched. As Father Bill and I have been sharing, it's an important ministry. It's an apostolate that takes the good news of Jesus Christ, that proclaims that gospel, the gospel that we love, and that has transformed so many of our lives. So many of you out there have just had such a powerful experience in coming to know the love of our Savior. So would you thank St. Gabriel Radio for the work that it does? Would you allow us to continue to be on the airways and to share the good news of Christ and his church with people that are hurting, people that perhaps have lapsed in the faith and are no longer practicing their Catholic faith, people that are listening but that have never been Catholic and they're wondering, is the Catholic Church for me? There are so many hearts out there that Christ wants to touch through this radio station, and it's our opportunity to support Jesus in the work of evangelization. Call us at 614-459-4820 and make your gift in honor of a loved one or for a special intention of a need that you or a loved one has. Go online and make that gift as well at stgabrielradio.com. Father Bill, could we ask you, as we come to the end of this hour, could you just close us out with a prayer?
Sure.
and just thanking the Lord for his mercy and his love in this past hour?
Be happy to. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this hour of being together. We thank you for gifting us to be able to do your work here on earth in our area. Bless all those who serve you here at this radio station, not only here, but back in their own communities of which they are a part. We ask you to bless all those who have donated their financial resources to carry on this work, for they are very generous, and we ask that you be generous with them as well. And as always, Father, we make this prayer through Christ our Lord. And may Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Father Bill, thank you. Thank you for your vocation, years of priestly service. Have a wonderful rest of the day, and thanks for joining us in this hour. Listeners, we made our goal in this beautiful 4 o'clock hour, so thank you. You can hear our volunteers. It's a pretty exciting time right now. We'll be back with you in just a minute. You're now going to hear a clip on Abiding in Hope from Marianne Jebson and Father John Sims Baker. We'll be back with you at the top of the hour. God bless.
I am a recovering pornography addict and a middle-aged woman. Pornography dragged me to the gates of hell for over a decade, but with God's grace, the sacrament of reconciliation, and good Catholic counseling, praise God, I've been set free. Even years after watching the last video, my mind was filled with disgusting images that I thought I would have to live with forever. I had counseling, and I learned that what seemed hopeless was actually possible with God's grace. I learned to switch tracks, retrain my brain, and to shut down the pathways that led to those ugly scenes that played over and over in my brain. There is hope and healing for those stuck in the same place as I was, and I now feel called to help other women out of this hell. My problem is that my husband, being the one who brought pornography into our marriage, is not aware of all the ways it impacted my life and our marriage. I am a different person now and want to share hope and healing with others. I would appreciate any advice you have on how to approach this topic with my husband. What say you, Father?
Well, first of all, as the person who wrote in this question said, praise God, you know, that because it can be very difficult to break free of this sort of addictive behavior. Right. And so, you know, just praise God. And I want to just have everyone out there who's listening to hear that. Because I suspect, as we've said many times, that it's so great when these questions come in and people share their struggles, because there are many, many, many other people who have, you know, similar sort of things. So if there are people listening right now who are struggling with sort of a compulsive or addictive behavior towards pornography and feel discouraged or without hope, well, abide in hope. what this listener has shared is—it really is possible. God can do this for you, and God wants to do this for you. And so, never, never lose hope, and never, never give up. So, first of all, that's the good news right there off the bat, I think, to share, and also just some other things to know that there are, you know, good many angles to come at this. You know, talked about through God's grace, through the sacrament of penance and reconciliation, through counseling, you know, on the human, on the natural, on the supernatural levels, you know, there are all these sources of help. And so seek those things out. And especially even some of this healing that came about using, you know, some of the things that are really more up your alley, Marianne, you know, the how she learned to sort of retrain her brain. And that's possible, you know, not just about this kind of things, but about other things as well. So just I think that it was just great to have shared all that that detail. It's very understandable that this person will want to share this with others. I mean,